Okay, back to bed.
Welcome to this week's podcast.
He can't even open it right.
I can't.
He can't even open it right. Welcome to this week's procrastination. He's a podtard.
Podcrastination.
His dumbass.
Pop culture podcrastination.
Just keep adding.
It's going to stick.
Just keep adding acronyms.
The title's going to be 24 words
PPP.
Long.
They're all going to be P's.
The prodigious pop culture podcrastination.
You're an idiot.
The prodigious pop culture podcast of podcrastination.
Podcrastination. Procrastination.
The power
true
of podcastination.
The power.
The power is that of like podcastination.
The power of He-Man or the power of
the power of
Captain
Grayskull.
Planet or the power of Grayskull.
Bitch.
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. Wouldn't that be like the Masters of the Pooniverse?
Occasionally, though, I'm going to be Adam in pink tights. And
then it would not be the Masters of the Pooniverse.
I don't understand. I've never gotten that. Why did they have to go with that color scheme for Adam?
It was the early 80s. Did it matter? I mean, everything in the 80s was like fluorescent and bright colors.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it was as if the people at was it Mattel or Hasbro? Mattel.
It was Mattel.
That the people at Mattel were like, let's make the other version of him for the TV show effeminate. But we're not going to take away his muscles. So it
yeah,
looks weird.
There was, well, it was because that way they didn't have to draw the same, a different frame. In the newer He-Man, they made him much smaller when he was Prince Adam.
Oh,
plus,
really?
He wasn't also like ultra gay.
It would have been amazing had they done that with Dolph Lundgren.
Made him lose 30 pounds of weight.
Well, yeah, they could do it nowadays.
But he wasn't.
You could have Chris Evans play He-Man and have little tiny Chris Evans from the beginning of Captain America play Adam and put him in purple tights and a pink vest. For no reason at all.
That's true. Yeah. That would be great. But Dolph Lundgren was never Prince Adam. He was always He-Man in that movie.
I would have paid to have seen
that.
Dolph Lundgren as Prince Adam.
Hitting on Courtney Cox. One of her first movie roles.
It's a bad movie.
See, and this is why we shouldn't name our show Procrastination. We should name our show The Tangent Podcast, because we can't even open the show without drifting off into
Tangentation.
Here he goes again. I can't do anything about this. I apologize in advance. Please continue to listen to our show.
Pop culture podtagination.
Podtagination?
Yes.
I think he's high.
Oh, no, it's because it's Wednesday.
And it's hump day?
Sure.
All right.
And it's almost Friday.
Please don't hump me.
And I've been playing WordPress on a website all week long, and I'm a little punchy.
Clearly. Prodtastination.
Tangential titillation.
Titillation.
Yeah.
Yeah, he worked in a tit.
That's right. So, while I was at work today, I hit Daniel up and I said, Daniel, I've got our top five. Our top five is retro video games.
Ooh.
Your top five favorite, and I'm going to add in the phrase, at this moment, retro video games.
Well, it was my top five favorite at like 9:30 this morning.
Exactly. Well, no, yeah.
But five favorite retro video games of all time.
See, mine could change. I threw one in there that I just happened to think about, which is what started this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why it came in at number four.
Oh, this is my favorite game. I'm going to put it at number four.
Not favorite, but it's up there because I remember fondly playing this game. Playing it
fondling
now,
this game?
That too. Or myself while I played the game.
Oh, wow.
But looking at it now,
Leisure
playing
Suit
it now,
Larry.
It might suck. God, I should have a 5A.
There you go.
Because that should be in there. But anyway, I digress. And I was considering throwing a PC game into mix on mine. I did not.
See, and I completely overlooked PC games, but honestly, the ones that I played for it, Doom and Wolfenstein, and not World of Warcraft, but just Warcraft.
See, StarCraft almost made my list, but I just don't know that it's quite retro enough.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean, I'm trying to think back. I think my newest one would have been early 90s.
Yeah, probably.
Because I have a couple of N64 games in mind.
Ooh, see, I didn't even get to that far. So we got to jump into this list because I'm excited to tell you all of mine, which are going to be better than yours.
Or potentially, I don't think we'll have a crossover.
Not at all.
As you've known from listening to past podcasts, a lot of times we have crossovers, but I don't think we'll have any on this one.
Because Jason is my heterosexual life mate.
That's exactly right.
And we have very similar tastes, except for Blade, who is black.
And comic book characters, because Superman's horrible.
I've got two balls that I'm going to teabag your face with
after
the podcast because you are a piece of crap.
We're going to have a top five people who could beat the crap out of Superman.
You're a bastard.
Anyway,
so you suck so bad. That is not a thing.
It'd be
amazing. Nor is it going to be.
I'm going to write it up. It's going on the website.
That's fine.
Maybe tonight.
I'm fine with that.
All right, sir. So because I gave it a title and a name, nay, a reason to live, you get to go first. What's your number five?
Number five on the top five retro video game countdown. My number five, Captain America and the Avengers Arcade.
Oh, dude, I didn't even go arcade games.
Four-person console,
that was
side-scrolling arcade
game. Potentially the best superhero-based side-scroller like that ever.
I would tie it, actually, and I thought I went back and forth with Turtles.
Yeah.
Because it's basically the same
as
game.
As those words came out of my head, I went,
what's the other
Turtles.
One that is exactly the same but with different characters?
The X-Men.
Oh, crap, I looked over the X-Men.
Well, which one were you thinking?
The Simpsons.
See, The Simpsons was good. It never garnered as much love for me as the other three.
I think it did for me because it was accessible. It was in our arcade here in Knoxville
for
a long time, so I got to play it a lot.
But man, that Avengers game was...
Mm-hmm.
And it had a big variety of characters, too, if I remember correctly.
You had Vision, Captain America, Iron Man, Hawkeye... That may have been it. I think
you had more than those four.
I think that was it. You could only pick between the four at that point because Ninja Turtles was four. There were four.
You could be right.
There were four on The Simpsons because it was Homer.
There weren't that on the X-Men though, weren't there?
No, I think there may have been more because there was Dazzler, there was Wolverine, Nightcrawler, Colossus.
Dazzler was not. Was she?
Yeah, she was one of them.
Are you sure?
And Cyclops was one, so there's at least five in the X-Men.
Wasn't Nightcrawler in there, too?
I said it a minute ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. Just pay attention.
Okay, so...
He's Googling this.
I did. It was just those four. Vision, Captain America, Hawkeye, and Iron Man.
See, I thought it was.
Wow.
It was limited because you
I remember there being more than that, and I'm not sure why.
And if I remember correctly, on the original console for it, you had to put your quarter in and then hit the correct button to pick your character. You couldn't just, like, select on the screen. There was, like, Captain America was one spot.
Yeah, you had a slot.
Hawkeye, Vision, and
was that
Iron
also
Man.
The case on the Turtles game?
Maybe.
I think it was.
If we're wrong... Right in, tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, let us know. But I'm not going to look it up right now. But yeah, good choice, sir.
Yeah.
That was a solid game. I'd have had the same problem, though, trying to decide between that, Turtles, or X-Men.
Because it was basically the same game. You had different superpowers, but same game.
X-Men was so much fun, though, hitting the Colossus special move where he just went,
I've got that game on my iPhone.
You played it on your iPhone?
Yes, I have. And they built in a cheat for the iPhone, so you can use as much superpower as you want.
That is insane.
Whereas on the old console, when you used it, you killed yourself slowly. What? Yes. When you used it, it took
away
your own life force.
That's right. You could build it back up, though, couldn't you?
You could gather stuff to get your strength back, but it was few and far between. The people who created that game did not want you to get past these stages.
It was a vicious game.
It was
fun, though.
It was great. So addictive.
Solid pick.
Thank you,
solid
sir.
Pick.
I thought I would start off strong.
My number five, I went back to Atari times.
Ooh.
And the only reason this is on my list is one of the games.
E.T. E.T.
God, that'd be amazing, but no. It's one of those games that I remember playing with my sister.
I really was waiting on you to finish that sentence. That I remember playing with...
My sister.
My own joystick.
That's right. Burger Time.
Oh, see, and we rented Burger Time for the NES. I never played it on Atari.
Burger Time, the long-lost, horribly mutated cousin of Donkey Kong or any of the rest of those games. They all kind of look the same. The premise being that you went to the top of your screen and you ran across the burger buns and then the lettuce and then the tomatoes and then the cheese and
you had
the burgers.
Stack everything up.
And stack everything up while the salt and pepper
tried to kill you.
And a hot dog?
Yeah, I think so.
Tried to kill you.
Murderous food while you tried to put other food together and you were all the same size.
I think they ought to make it a movie.
Burger Time?
Yeah.
I think they did. It had Kenan and Kel in it back in the day. But it had nothing to do with Burger Time. It was a Nickelodeon movie.
It'd be amazing, though. I mean, they've tried every other thing from a video game to make into a movie, and they usually suck.
I wanted them to make Leisure Suit Larry, but I guess that's just any porn ever.
No, because you never had anybody in a porn movie having to make
a bathing suit
out of like a cloth napkin and dental floss.
Did you hear his phone go off? He owes everybody a beer.
I do.
That's Stone Cold.
It actually wasn't my phone, though.
That's
it
Stone
was
Cold's
my tablet.
That's Stone Cold's gimmick.
Right.
We won't steal it from him because he's a boss.
You don't drink beer.
I will drink root beer.
I ain't buying you a root beer. Buy you an Oktoberfest and then I'll drink it.
Well, I'm completely fine with that. Enjoy your brews.
But yes, Burger Time was my number five pick.
Solid.
I don't know how solid it is. It's one of those games.
It's a good, solid retro game.
Yes, I remember fondly, though, as a kid.
It was good enough to where it spawned itself across several platforms.
Several or two?
No, it was on both Ataris.
Oh, that's right.
And then it made its way to the NES.
You know something I hate to admit?
What?
I don't remember what version of the Atari we had.
I don't either. 2400 or something. 2600.
I think ours was the 2600, but I'll be honest, I don't remember.
But
it's kind of sad.
We didn't have the Atari. Our neighbor had the Atari. And he had Burger Time.
We had an Atari, and it was probably the last time my dad ever got into video games. He would play Combat. Do you remember Combat?
I do. Good
and
game.
And he would whip our butts in Combat.
he was thinking strategy, and you were thinking kill, kill, kill.
He was like freaking Patton. It was amazing.
Wow.
All right, sir.
Insert Patton quote there. I have none.
I just watched that movie recently.
Well, you fail then.
But apparently it didn't stick with me enough.
Clearly.
Damn good movie, though.
Yeah, I've seen it before. It's really
Scott,
good movie.
Just
yeah.
kind of chewing the scenery around everybody.
Yeah. Nobody could even stick up to it.
No, definitely not.
But all right, so we're on to
number four.
So we're going with me. All right, so this is my super retro, probably the furthest back that I've got. And still, again, one of my favorite games to this day, Galaga.
Galaga was good.
Galaga.
Whether it was on a console or on a home system.
Yep.
Galaga was always fun.
Galaga is one of my favorites. You fly through space, you shoot the little alien whatevers, butterflies and bats and everything, they change.
Yeah.
And then you can double up your spaceship. And
Galaga
solid. Then they did Galaga 88 and upped the graphics. And it got better. Same game, same premise,
but
you could change stages.
But I never quite kind of really liked it as much.
I got into Galaga 88 with Namco did an arcade on the PlayStation 2 that you can hear Penelope the pod puppy in the other room howling.
Yeah, she's decided to bark at something.
But it was on that PlayStation 2 format that I really got into Galaga 88, which was the bomb. But not as good as original Galaga.
Because there was something about Galaga that just kind of hooked you.
Well, it was basically endless, and it got harder until you wanted to kill yourself.
Well, Galaga was one of those games that was very pattern-based. Missile Command.
I hated Centipede.
Any of those, though, after you got the pattern down, it really just came down to can I
move that fast.
Mentally move that
You
fast.
Could be like David from that movie in the 80s. The little robot boy.
Oh,
you remember when he played... it's not Test Track. That's the ride at Disney World. What was it?
God, that's what Disney ought to do.
Old school video game
rides? No. People get in the ride, and people actually control them.
But do you remember, what did he play? Oh, it was Pole Position.
That's
he
right,
He played
yes.
Pole Position, and everybody was super amazed because it moved at lightning speed.
Well, you've watched the documentaries like King of Kong and things like that, right?
Yes.
The speed at which they are playing those games.
But it was because they memorized the patterns.
Well, and some of them are just severe douches, and I think that goes along with it too. But the speed at which they're playing those games at times is miraculous.
it's non.
But it is. It's all just.
It's unhuman.
Well, it's just like I have a former friend who has explained to me a million times that Magic the Gathering,
yes,
is simply just math.
That's true.
And after you look at it like that, you sit there going, oh, wow, that really kind of astounding. For those old school console games, home games like Galaga, it was just math.
Yeah, yeah, it was
to the point that it was a pattern.
Yes.
Here's my pattern. I have to do this and this and this to achieve X goal in this stage.
And when I do it in this pattern, the bad guys move this certain way.
Exactly.
So, yeah, those old school games, I mean, they were working with what they had, but Galaga is still, again, number four, good but pick. Still in my top five.
All right, here's my number four that you're going to be like, huh? N64 game.
Okay.
Turok.
Oh, see, I love Turok. I love Turok.
I got Turok for Christmas.
First-person shooter that wasn't really a shooter.
It was a shooter? You were first-person?
Kind of, but you also got the knife and you got your bow.
You had a bow.
Yeah.
It was distinctly... Anybody who doesn't know, Turok, you were basically a native.
It was Doom, but you were a native.
Yeah. And there were dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And aliens.
Yes. Oh, don't yawn. And don't, it was, you wake your ass up. We're in the middle of a procrastination podcast.
I was trying to walk past it, too.
I threw you right under the bus.
You did. But it was Turok was amazing because it was one of those that the graphics were better than Doom or anything else we'd seen at that point.
Easily. But the 64 was able to put out a lot better than what we were seeing at
it
that
was
time.
During, it was right after I'd gotten my 64 is when that one came out.
Yeah.
And I had been playing the crap out of GoldenEye.
Mm-hmm.
Got Turok for Christmas. I think it was a Christmas release that year, as a matter of fact.
That's a possibility.
And just play the crap out of that game.
You mentioned one just a second ago that deserves an honorary mention on my list.
Which one?
GoldenEye.
We'll get to it in a minute. Don't worry.
Clearly,
I got you covered.
Clearly, that's on Jason's list.
Yes, indeed. But yeah, Turok was a thing of beauty. You had that huge bow, and you could just wear things out with it. And
yeah.
It was very intense because you'd be going around a corner, all of a sudden there was dinosaurs everywhere. So yeah, that
one. I never played that one all the way through, but I did play the absolute crap out of that game.
I beat it and went back and beat it on normal and maybe even on hard. I enjoyed that one so much, which is not usually my MO on video games.
Yeah.
No, I am a person of least resistance on video games.
In fact, when I come up against stuff that is too difficult, more difficult than I'm willing to put time in for is a better way to say that.
Sure.
I will cheat.
Oh, but...
Immediately.
Yes, easily.
Cheat code, click, click. Fuck you, game.
Or if it's in a game where I just don't want to spend the time to figure out the puzzle.
Yeah.
I'm going to YouTube on my tablet while I play it.
Yeah.
So just I don't want to have to worry about it.
Yep.
Playing Ark. Survival Evolved recently. They release Ragnarok. You can't get to Ragnarok unless your character's beta. So what did we do? We found the cheat to be beta, and now we're playing Ragnarok.
Nice.
Yes, indeed.
Very nice, sir.
All right, man. So that was my four. What is your four?
I gave you my four. It was Galaga.
I'm sorry. What's your three?
There it is.
I am now you from
you're
last.
You're pulling
from
me
last week.
From one of the last ones. Yes. Yeah. So we're on number three, retro video game, all time top five. Super Mario Brothers 3.
See, and I had faith you were going to stick a Mario Brothers in there for us, so I didn't do it myself. But yes.
You didn't have anything to worry about.
No,
Super Mario Brothers 3. One is amazing because it was a trendsetter.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And hours went into it.
Yes.
Two is great because it's not Super Mario Brothers. Even though it's Super Mario Brothers, it's not. It's something else, and it is a completely trippy Mario balls off
very
the wall video game
yeah.
with a dinosaur that horks eggs at you.
Yes.
But three was the penultimate Mario. That Mario 64 was the penultimate Mario. Mario 3 was the be-all, end-all of Mario games.
I'll even put Mario Galaxies in there from the Wii.
Yes. They set new bars with those specific formats.
Yeah.
But Mario 3... With the different suits you could get, the different powers that you could store, the little game that you played at the end of every stage where you managed to get extra stars or hearts or lives or whatever.
No doubt.
And then your little flute whistles that got you to skip stages so you didn't have to do the entirety of the long freaking game that it was.
And it was a huge game.
It was a Big game with no ability to save.
Now, was that NES or was it Super NES?
That was NES.
Regular NES. Oh, it was toward the end of the NES run, too, was it not?
It was probably... No, because NES is one of the longest-lasting systems out there. It was probably midway through the life cycle.
That was a solid game.
Closer to the end of my enjoyment of the NES, because my stepbrother decided to throw the controller at the system and it didn't work right after that.
I tell you what, I soon after that sold my NES.
For drugs.
And I went to the Genesis.
See, I got a Genesis for Christmas about two or three years after we had our NES. So that really took down my NES gameplay. And then I beat my brother at Tecmo Bowl, and that was pretty much the end of our NES's life cycle. Because that bastard threw that remote right at it.
Wow.
And you could occasionally get it to work, but it took a lot of blowing the dust out of the system and closing it and working all the buttons just the right way to get it to even turn the game on.
I kept my NES around for a while after getting my Genesis because I had Super Dodgeball.
Oh, God. Also one of my favorite games. And I had it on my Wii.
It was bizarre.
It was, but it was so good.
Yeah, it was so much fun to play.
Because nothing gives you more of a thrill than to just blast the shit out of the opponent with some super throw that shot up into the air. You lose the ball, and here it comes, and smash them into oblivion.
And they're just sliding across the ground. Uh-huh. It was a fun game.
Yeah.
That was all I played on my NES after a while, after I got my Genesis.
Super Dodgeball.
Yeah.
You know, they had that same group put out a soccer game that was the same format.
It was
good. It had the super kicks and everything. We love that group. And it deserves a list. It would probably be in my top 10. But
yeah,
it didn't make the five.
It certainly would be in my top 5 NES games.
Oh, yes. Easily.
Without a doubt. So my 3.
Your 3. Not my 3. Your 3.
GoldenEye.
Yep, there it is.
It probably should be higher on my list. Just for hours played.
It's an honorary mention on mine. Because not too long ago, I was moving... I guess it's been a couple of years. I had my 64 set up in what is now my little girl's bedroom. So I had to take the 64 out. So I played GoldenEye for about an hour before.
And that's
I did
a bedroom for his child, not a bedroom that he has that he sleeps in. That's done up for a little girl.
Maybe it is. I like pink pretty ponies.
That's right. No, I would like to say that if I was playing it with an N64 controller,
mm-hmm.
that I would still like it just as much as I used to.
Yep, the N64 controller was a thing of beauty.
It was weird.
The three-pronged spaceship.
And it made no sense how you held it because you never used the left yoke that much.
Nope.
But, damn, that was
a good game. I don't recall ever using the left yoke. Honestly,
I would have to really think about it. I don't know that I ever did.
Not with any of my games. You didn't use it for any of the wrestling games. You didn't use it for any of the racing games. You didn't use it for Wave Race.
The three that I played, four. Pilot Wings.
Oh, yes.
GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah.
Turok.
Mario.
Oh, see, I wasn't even counting Mario, but yeah. Mario. Another one for me was... Oh, God, there were so many games on that system. WCW Nitro.
It was WCW versus NWO World Tour.
World Tour.
And then it was, the better one was WCW NWO Revenge.
Revenge. Yeah. Yes. Revenge was the one with Sting on the front.
Yes.
Yeah, it was solid.
Yeah.
The THQ, the games were amazing.
Now defunct THQ.
And they were easy to play.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have to understand a lot.
You learned the patterns on it to complete the moves,
yep.
And you completed the moves, and it was all about having fun.
You know?
Whereas the new ones almost are too complicated for me to play.
I lie. We were talking about not using the directional pad. You had to use the directional pad with the wrestling games. You only flicked the little analog stick when you used your special.
You are correct, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's right.
Because you had to use the directional pad because the directional pad was what chose your moves.
That's right. You sure? That's exactly right. So one game, one set of games.
Yeah.
But no, GoldenEye is my number 3 in the dorm in college playing that stupid game.
Yeah. See, and that was good time frame. You were in college. I was in high school because Jason is significantly yes. older than all of the people in our little clique.
Than everybody.
Our wives and...
We would literally have that game going in one room, Mario Kart in another room.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes a wrestling game in another room.
Yeah, the wrestling games were fun because 64 inherently gave you the option to play with four people.
Yeah, it was built in. Yeah. There was no, you didn't have to sing anything. They were all wired remotes.
And all you had to do was make sure that people brought their controller with them, and then you could bust heads four at a time.
We had three N64s. We had 12 controllers amongst everybody yeah. who had them. And we all just kind of went room to room.
You just picked the game you want to play. And whoever lost was out, and you switched.
And I usually wasn't allowed, even if I won, to play more than three rounds of GoldenEye.
I wasn't normally allowed to play more than a single round of WCW because I knew how to win regardless, and it pissed exactly. everyone off.
Well, it was kind of the way I was in GoldenEye. I knew the maps well enough. I'd played them all enough. And... it didn't matter what we were playing. You know,
yeah.
Man with a Golden Gun,
yep.
One Shot, One Kill, oh, missile man. Launchers.
Good preemptive, or not preemptive, but pre-qualifiers to play things like Call of Duty now.
And you would think that I would be good at those because of that, but I'm not.
You would think that I would be too. And I've been playing them for years and with dedicated hours, and I still suck.
So. Yeah, yeah. But the best thing about GoldenEye, the reason why it's on my list is it had a great single-player game, too.
It had a great ass!
It did that, too.
That was a Ralph Garman.
That was good. I liked it. It was a Garman Pacino.
Garman Pacino.
But the GoldenEye single-player missions?
Yes.
Rocked. It was the movie.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, it was. It was completely right through the movie.
You opened up at the dam.
And then you had additional levels that were from the other Bond movies.
You did. It was just...
They did a great job with that game. And yes, that was a great pull, sir.
Yeah.
Great pull.
All right, number two.
Number two. Why don't you give me your number two first?
Okay. My number two is Populous.
Populous?
Yes.
What?
Dude, Populous is my jam.
Your jam is handicapped.
No, it's amazing.
Populous. Holy Populous. Crap.
Now, Populous for the Genesis.
Okay.
Only the Master System.
Okay.
That had the volume control.
I had that.
Because the Populous game wouldn't play in the new version.
You are correct. There were several original Genesis games that wouldn't play in the newer model Genesis.
They would only play in the Master System.
Yeah.
Populous was incredible.
See, I only played it a little bit, and I couldn't get into it.
I kept a notebook with all the numbers of the various configurations.
Yeah.
So that I could write down the ones that I beat.
That's interesting.
The ones that I liked, because there were hundreds of different worlds, because you had like a 3-digit number
yeah.
for the world. And it could be random, or you could set it yourself.
Hmm.
And then you basically were a god for this set of people.
Yeah.
And you had to beat the bad guys.
Yeah, I remember toying around with it. But again, it was one of those that... Jason likes to get into these games where he puts a lot of effort into making it work.
Yeah.
And I get into these games where I want to fight people and it be done in two rounds.
No. Give me Ark where I get to build stuff. Give me, you know, any of those kind of games like that, I'm completely into.
Yeah, he loves them. And I love them too. And I respect those games from a gamer's perspective because they're awesome. But I can't put that much brain power into it.
Well, your time is also more limited than mine.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Little girl, she's almost four. Sure. She's like, I can't sit down and play more than one or two rounds of Call of Duty before it's got to go be daddy.
And when I get off, I get home by 5. My wife's not here until 6, so I've got a good hour.
To get off again.
To sit down and to sit down and just crank out about an hour in a video game. And that
good choice of
me
words.
Works. That's nice, isn't it? All right, so you're number two.
My number two.
You can do yours back to back.
I'll do it. My number two, Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
I lied. We have a crossover. That's my number one.
Very nice, sir. Very nice.
So give me your... Were you an early adopter?
I was. It came with my Genesis.
Did it really?
Yeah. Actually, I lied. Now, hang on. I will tell you this. I remember this very clearly because Santa Claus still existed, but I know it was bullcrap. And I made sure that my mom, Santa Claus, got exactly what I was talking about because they had a deal.
Spoilers on Santa Claus.
That Christmas. Yeah, he's real. Don't listen to what I said. He's still real. I still sit on his lap as it vibrates.
He's not the only guy with a beard whose lap you sit on.
So bad. Most
of them smell of alcohol and weed.
No, I don't go to those clubs.
Anymore. So, continue your story. I'm sorry.
He distracted me. No, the...
By the thoughts of old men's lap?
Exactly. Oh, God. So, I made sure that my mom was well aware of how this works. Wow.
Yeah.
Of how that works. So, she got me my Genesis for Christmas, but Sega was running a promotion where if you bought the Genesis, the old style, with the volume control on it,
yep,
for Christmas, it came with Sonic 1, and you sent off your proof of purchase with a copy of your receipt, and you got Sonic 2 in the mail.
That is correct. Yes. Yes.
So, I, with receiving my Sega for Christmas... played for several weeks of just Sonic the Hedgehog 1, which is an awesome game in itself. And then Sonic 2 arrived, and I never put Sonic 1 back in the system.
Well, no, I guess I may have had Sonic 1 for a year before I got Sonic 2.
No, I got it. They were back to back. It was about a month difference.
Was it really?
Yeah, because it took them a little while to process.
I still think I didn't get number 2 for a while. And number 1 was just amazing to me.
Sure.
It was Mario on speed.
But that's it. It was because it was lightning fast.
I mean, you talk about a game that... And it was... That one was definitely one after you learned the patterns and the moves.
Mm-hmm.
You could almost play it blindfolded.
Yes.
Especially those first few levels.
Yeah.
Where there was no real timing to it.
She startled me. Puppy. Penelope the pod puppy is going again.
Hey, it's okay.
Big 120-pound goofball barking near the microphone, so I apologize to your eardrums.
To your earballs. They're hurting now.
She's leaving. She's mad at us.
So since we had some crossover there, and Sonic 2 is such a game of badassery.
So Sonic 2, your number one?
No. Number two. That was your number one.
Yeah.
My number one, and you won't be surprised, Super Street Fighter 2.
I'm not surprised. And I was while I was never a big fan of any of the fighting games, of that style of fighting game, I enjoyed that one a lot.
I had, originally, the first Street Fighter 2 game I had was Street Fighter 2 Turbo, which came out first.
Yeah.
Which gave you the multiple colors of the costumes, and it gave you the Turbo ability, and then... Like maybe 2 years down the line, they decided to re-release it, which Street Fighter still does because they really are greedy bastards. And they like to give you the same game with two extra characters. I love download content because it keeps them from doing that anymore.
That's very... Though now it would have been like, oh, if you want a red version of...
Uh-huh. Pokemon. Red, blue, green!
Well, what's the Hyrukin guy from Street Fighter?
Oh, Ryu.
If you wanted Ryu's... new costume, it's $9.99.
A month later it's
a nickel.
They still rate me for money, and they get it too every freaking time. But no, they put out Super Street Fighter 2. They added 4 new playable characters, 4 new stages,
yep,
and increased the graphics on it, and it looked a lot prettier, and there were more color combinations.
Now, was that an arcade game first?
Street Fighter 2, and then Street Fighter 2 Turbo Arcade, and then they did do the Super Street Fighter 2, but they dropped them same time. Super Street Fighter 2 hit the arcade at the same time that the home console version did.
Okay.
Puppy.
Penelope.
She
decided to stand behind me and bark because apparently that's better.
But they did. They got away with stealing an additional $60 of my parents' money.
Oh, yeah.
And I got the look from my mom when I said, well, what do you want for your birthday? Oh, I want Super Street Fighter 2. She went, you have Street Fighter 2.
So what was the difference?
They added 4 characters.
Okay.
More stages.
That was the 4 characters, 4 stages. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. I was confused there.
Super Street Fighter 2 added 4 characters. DJ? Let's see. DJ, what's the Bruce Lee looking character? He was my favorite. I can't think of it now.
Fred Smith?
Yeah, exactly. Good white guy name.
Right. Bruce Lee. Like that.
But DJ was one of my favorites. Jamaican dude. And but they added 4 characters, and I played the absolute crap out of that game. My brothers wouldn't play me at that, And I would not play them at sports games because they beat me, and then I would beat them at the fighting games.
You know, I don't think I ever beat any of the Street Fighter games.
Oh, I beat it with every character in that game. Multiple times.
Never beat any of the Mortal Kombat games.
I beat several of them as well with every character in the game.
It was one of those where I understood there was a pattern to it, and there was a pattern to the controls, but I never got into it enough
to give it the time
to learn the pattern.
Yeah.
Now, there was one of the arcades where you controlled each arm and leg separately, and you could hack limbs off.
Oh, frick. I don't remember that one.
Or I'm making crap up. But I think it existed.
It may be. I don't remember that game.
See, I was bad, though, because I played in arcades after hours because my buddy Travis was the assistant manager at our local arcade in the mall in Columbus, Mississippi.
Nice. I got to do some late night gaming too, yeah, because my brother worked at a go-kart track in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Which one?
The track.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, yeah.
So I got to go into their arcade after hours, after everybody was gone, and they would just come by and flip the switch, and I get to play as long as I wanted.
God, it was so much fun.
It was like a lock-in without having to deal with all the other tards that were with me.
We would, as Travis was sliding down the metal grate in front of the arcade in the mall in Columbus,
yeah,
we would come in the back door,
mm-hmm,
and he would walk through with his key. That's right. He walked through with his key, and he would unlock every game and be like, all right, play.
You guys got an hour.
And he would be over there schooling people on Street Fighter.
Well, yeah, because that was the job to have when you were in high school. I'm going to get a job where I get to watch kids play video games, and then when they're done and they all go home, I get to play the same video games for free, and they still pay me.
I remember the night that I decided that I was going to dual-wield on Lethal Enforcer.
Oh, yes, I love dual-wield non-Lethal Enforcers.
And I hit the dip switches till I had about 50 credits on each gun.
Yep.
And I had the blue and the pink, and I wiped them out.
And you just go to town, just busting heads and busting caps.
Yes. That was a game. See, I didn't include almost any arcade games on mine.
I didn't really either, except for your real vintage arcade games.
We'll have to do that at some point as
arcade
games.
Yeah, we'll get specific.
Because there were some of those, like Golden Axe.
Yep.
Any version of Golden Axe.
Yeah.
Gauntlet? To this day, Gauntlet, I will walk in, I think I just meant Gauntlet and it's not Golden Axe.
Well, yes, I believe you are talking about Golden Axe. You like those four-player top-down games.
I do. Gauntlet, I would play in any version right now if I walked into an arcade.
See, and that would be me with Street Fighter. As long as it didn't take $6.50 to get one round of...
Oh, no kidding.
Because arcades hate kids.
Well, and...
Moreover, their parents.
It's like on the new games. It's back... Jeez, the last time that I played an arcade that wasn't like, you know, huge Plinko or something like that.
Yeah.
It was...
Ticket games.
Yeah, something like that. I was paying $1.
Yeah.
A throw, uh-huh, to play the latest Time Crisis, which was probably three at the time.
Yeah, and you get three lives, and they last like 45 seconds apiece, and then you're out a buck.
It depends on how good you are, but yeah.
Yeah, but they turn those games up onto like Ultra Kill, and you last like 15 seconds.
Oh, sure. Well, and with Time Crisis, you were also timed.
Yes.
So even if you, because they knew, well, these idiots are just going to stay ducked down the entire game until they pop up and shoot somebody. So we're going to have a time limit on it, too.
The last time I tried to play a Time Crisis, the foot pedal malfunctioned, and I guess was malfunctioning, and they just didn't have a out-of-order sign on it. I pressed that foot pedal, and it would never let me back up.
Henceforth, the reason why I have a hard time playing in arcades anymore, unless it's a really good, solid arcade.
Yeah.
We have one in the area that I like.
I pressed that foot. I can remember to this day. I pressed that foot pedal, and it never let me back up, and I got done smashing the gun against the platform of the controller where it connected to it, and there wasn't really anything left of the gun. Because
you're
they
the
pissed
reason,
me off so bad.
You're the reason why arcades are going away. You're the problem.
It cost me $2.
You're the problem.
Screw you. It cost me $2, and it didn't even work. I started the game. I didn't kill one person. It put me behind the first wall. I pressed that thing to go down and hide behind the wall, and I never came back up.
That is the worst arcade story ever.
So I smashed that gun. And I know it didn't work after that. Hopefully they put the out-of-order sign that belonged on it.
See, that's always been my problem, though, is they never do that. and you go in the arcade and you're risking getting hepatitis from touching the games anyway.
It's because kids go in there and control it with their mouth, and adults go in there and control it with their sphincter.
Oh,
I love the vibration feature.
The fours in most of those arcades that are more than 5 or 6 years old,
yeah,
are worse than the floors in a dollar theater.
By 1,000%.
They're covered in sweat and urine and vomit.
Other bodily secretions.
Yeah. You know,
we got a hand job while I was playing Galaga in the back of the arcade last night.
See, I was going to say where the guy rubbed one out while he was playing pool. But either way,
pocket
they're
pool.
Disgusting places. Yes.
Well, and they used to be there, clean.
I don't know that I believe
well,
that.
Well, okay, they used to attempt to keep them clean. But they always kind of smelled like weed.
Okay, so for any of you out there who've never been to a real arcade, and I don't mean these where you win tickets.
Yeah, go to Pigeon Forge. There are still some decent arcades.
Okay, for a good arcade, no, it's a ticket arcade for the most part, but you go to the one at the island that has a name I can't ever think of, but you go to the one at the island in Pigeon Forge. It is a glorious arcade.
Yes.
But the difference in those arcades and arcades of our youth is the lighting.
Yes. It's very bright.
Yes, this place is all fluorescent and well-lit. There's no corners that are nasty and hidden.
Yeah.
There's no drug deals going down around the pinball machines.
Yeah.
There's no pinball machines.
There's no heavy scent of weed.
Yes. There's no really sketchy guy hanging out front.
Hey, man, you got $2?
Yeah, give you some quarters. Come out to
they're
my car
in my pocket.
With me.
Go ahead and reach in and get them.
Yeah, none of that's going on at this arcade.
Do you have a sister?
No. Wow. Now, there are also very sketchy arcades in Pigeon Forge.
Yes, there are.
Worse ones in Gatlinburg.
Yes, there are.
Where you walk in and you think you left your sunglasses on, but no, that's the lighting technique they've chosen.
Well, my favorites
and there's no black lights in those places because then it would glow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want a black light in a place
no,
like that.
No, definitely
What's
not.
All over the floor? I'm leaving.
Paint. It's paint.
No, paint doesn't glow.
Glow-in-the-dark paint. Splatters of it. Ropes of it. Paint.
Just ropes of jism. Paint. 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 Gross.
Oh, well. Just well.
No, our arcade was in Aladdin's Castle, and it was lit predominantly by the blue and red neons that went all the way around the perimeter of the room.
And the only other light was the glow from the machines.
Was the glow
themselves.
From the machines. So it didn't reflect onto the screen while you were playing.
Exactly.
And it was beautiful.
But now it doesn't matter because the new screens are of such high quality that it wouldn't matter anyway. You could be in the direct sunlight.
Yeah,
you could still see it.
But it was those big old tube TVs. Oh, man. I miss the glory days of the arcades.
Look at the guts of one of those. But I don't think you make money with it anymore.
No, not at all.
Now, if you had a room set up with retro machines all the way around it that were home consoles and games that you rented for, I don't know, $10 for an hour?
That's what they do at one of the malls locally.
There you go.
You go in, they've got consoles set up, they've got old school arcade games set up, and you pay a flat fee. And you
genius.
Go in and you play as many games as you can fit in an hour.
See, that's great.
The same concept as what they used to do when we were kids, and they would do lock-ins.
If I could walk in and play Contra for an hour.
Arcade Contra?
No, even NES Contra.
NES Contra, okay.
Now, I'd have to be able to use the cheat. Because Contra's not fun
99
without the cheat.
99 lives, not 99 hours.
That's what it felt like sometimes playing Contra?
That's what it felt
Contra?
Like trying to get to the end of Contra.
You needed the 99 lives.
What's the code?
Up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, start.
I think it's B, A.
Is it B? I think you're right, it's B, A.
Yeah, B, A, select, start.
But either way, it's one of those that
Good
sticks with
job,
you.
Good job, sir.
Yeah, it sticks with you.
You should remember, it's our logo on our This Geeks World website.
So that's our top five retro video games.
Yes.
Some not as retro as others, but certainly anybody under the age of, I don't know, 21... They're all retro.
At this point, they're all retro for most of the younger generation that's playing games. Well, and some of them have been seen because some of the video game companies understand that people want to play those. They still have intrinsic value to them.
Well, and there's some people right now Googling N64, I'm sure, going, I didn't even know that existed.
Nintendo 64. I still have. What systems do you have? Any? Aside from your PlayStation 4 and 3?
My PS3 and 4, and that's it.
Okay. I still have an original NES. I still have an original Game Boy.
Wow.
Yeah. I have my Sega Genesis, a Sega Saturn. I have my original PlayStation. I've got multiple versions of Game Boy Advances and Micro, and got a game, the what was the Sega Portable? I keep wanting to call it a Game Genie, but that was a little cheat device. It was the Game Gear, Sega Game Gear.
Yes, yes.
I still have a working Game Gear. So I enjoy my retro games. My Nintendo 64, oh, yeah. Got it, still working.
Well, and I think all of mine were working, but I believe that I ended up selling all of them to other people.
I didn't get rid of mine, and my wife has asked me a couple of times if I'm going to get rid of them, but in my...
No, if they're still in working order at this point, yeah. Why?
In the future, if we ever... We're working on expanding our house, and I've got plans in my brain to have a portion devoted to my history of video games.
It would be amazing to have those up somewhere where they're still out, but what I want is I want to buy one of those ones that takes all five current kind of cartridges.
Yeah, those retcon things.
Yeah. I've heard good and bad reviews off of them.
Well, because some of the cartridges don't work.
Yeah. But how cool would that be?
Yeah. But I definitely... I appreciate my old school games. I'm glad you chose this for our list today.
Yeah, I think it'd be. I thought it'd be kind of fun
because that's a good pull. And go out and find these games.
Hey, go play some, even if it means you go find a ROM.
Yeah,
and play it on your phone.
Yeah,
even though I still know that I recommend playing, you know, like X-Men or anything on your phone because I think you just look like a spaz.
No way, it was awesome.
It's something.
It was awesome. Unlimited Colossus power. Yep, and that's what it sounded like. It sounded like him in basically a porn movie. So.
Sure. Well, we are close to winding this one up. We do have our question for the week. Here's the question for the week, Daniel. What game did you always want to see a sequel of that never happened?
Oh, wow. Good question. I really wanted to see a true, honest-to-goodness sequel of Mario 64.
Good. That is a good pull, sir.
I did. We waited. Me and my friends who mastered Mario 64.
Well, Mario 64 was amazing.
It was, and it was deep. It was huge.
Big game.
Yeah. Lots of worlds, lots of opportunity to explore and do, and lots of hidden stuff like Yoshi on top of Princess Peach's castle.
Oh, yeah.
But which I never got to.
Really?
No, I never made it to Yoshi.
Okay.
Well, I knew where he was. Couldn't get there. But
that was a solid game, and yes, a number two of that would have been.
We waited for that, and then we never got it.
It would have been incredible, though.
So, but yes, you all need to tell us what you thought the unfinished story was of games.
Yeah, let us know
what the non-finished, incomplete.
What's that series? Yeah, what's the one you wanted
to
see become a series
so bad?
And it can be a part three.
Yeah.
Or a four.
Exactly.
What's the sequel you wanted that never happened?
Yeah.
For me, I don't really know what it would have been. I would have loved to have seen them kept taking Altered Beast to the next level. Because I think Altered Beast nowadays would have been gory, malicious fun.
Yes. And I think they still got room for that.
Oh, sure.
But, yeah, that's a good call.
People coming wolves and severed limbs falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
Would have been incredible. And let Eli Roth direct it as his first video game. It's like Hostel meets, you know,
gross.
Mario.
It would be the most disgusting game ever.
Eli Roth, if you're listening.
And you are listening.
We need a sequel to Altered Beast, Eli Roth style. I want just blood dripping off the screen. Hacked up limbs and pubis everywhere.
Oh, it's awful.
The Powerful Pubis Podcast Formation.
He's struggling.
I'm not allowed to talk anymore.
No, you're not.
So hit us up. Tell us what you think. Drop us a line. We'll post it on this podcast, on the episode page. This is number four. This, of course, as you've noticed, is a weekly podcast. We'll have something else starting probably soon. Go to This Geek's World. Check it out. Drop us a note there. You can hit us up at social@thisgeeksworld.com. Of course, we're on Facebook, facebook.com/thisgeeksworld.
Oh, yeah.
Twitter, @thisgeeksworld. And you can call us, leave us a voicemail, 865-26-GEEK-2.
This has been Procrastination, the longest 10 minutes of your life.
This has been a ThisGeeksWorld.com podcast and was produced by Splash Media Works.